You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hey, I'm Charlie. I really enjoy Ramsey County's Household Hazardous Waste Program. They make it really accessible with their drop-off options, and they send out postcards every once in a while with helpful information. I drop off my household hazardous waste at the Bay West site. I like to let items in my home collect so I can bring a larger haul just a few times a year. I always tell people to check the website before they go. Chances are you haven't thought of all of the items that you can recycle, like batteries. When I recycle, I feel like I'm doing my part to minimize my carbon footprint, and it's easy and accessible to do so.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? It's Coach Shay here with Fitness Revolution. It is April, the end of April. We are heading into that farmer's market outdoor season with all the activities, physical activities, backdoor barbecues, everything is happening. But first, let's talk about the most important thing so that we can attend these events, and that would be our health. As I always am saying, that health is our biggest thing that we can have. It's the biggest wealth we can have. Without it, we have nothing. And unfortunately, we lost a huge pillar this weekend due to some physical, we're assuming, I should say, this hasn't been confirmed, but as someone that had worked with him and everything, I know that this was sometimes a challenge, but I just want to let people know how important your health is. This is dedicated to Sammy, all from Sammy's Eatery. We love you, Sammy. Rest in peace. We appreciate what you put back into the community and what you saw that was needed for Black people to have access to healthy living and food. With that being said, I don't sugarcoat things, and I like to speak things in a positive way, and how your body gives you the strength and energy to help you achieve better results of every aspect of your life. I've said this from day one since I've been in health and wellness for the last 12 years. I said this over COVID as we sat and we had to sit with our thoughts, whether they were negative or positive. We were dealt with COVID. We dealt with civil unrest, and we sat with our bodies not moving. And as I always say, trauma lives in us, right? So sometimes those aches and pains, some of those health ailments, sometimes those arthritis is all due to the trauma living in our bodies and not moving. And what I always say, I need everyone to get up and move constantly. I need you to get up and march in place, walk up the stairs instead of taking the elevator, ask a friend to meet to walk once a day or 2-3 times a week. It's imperative for our bodies to move, right? We never know what when our time is up here on earth and when we're going to go to the next level. But while we're here, we can do things. So I told you I was going to do a challenge, and I want everyone who's watching this to join me. It is officially today, 3 months away from my wedding, right? So I think it kind of hits home when someone close to you that you've been close to, or that you have, you're close in age, right? So you see yourself in that. So we are going to commit. I need everyone to commit to 90 days of fitness and movement. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's walking. So I first am going to walk for 90 days. I'm going to every day walk. It's pretty easy. I have a great path around here. I'm going to commit to 3 miles each day, whether I break it up a mile and a half in the morning, a mile and a half in the evening, whether it's the treadmill or outside, but I need everyone to move. I need you to do jumping jacks, push-ups on the wall if you can't do them on the ground, take a class, go for a jog, enter a 5K. You know, 5Ks are 3.1 miles. So you can walk them, you can run them, you can skip them. They're all over. Google 5K, see what is in your community. They're usually under $100 or sometimes they're free to be a part of. But I think it is key for us to move. We don't have control of when we are going to pass away, but we are in control of what we do on with our time on earth. On top of it, as you know, I always say, drink that water. So I always have my water. I'm still committed to a half a gallon to a gallon a day. But I just want to say that not everything has to be in a negative. So we are going to make sure that we keep talking about Sammy in a positive light and what he did for our community and what he was trying to do. So about 8 years ago, I had the pleasure of working with Sammy. I coached him for almost a year. And we went through challenges, right, of getting there to the workout and then actually doing the workout and showing up for yourself. But then I think the biggest key that people don't realize, which is hard, is the way we eat, right? What do we have access to? So as always, shameless plug, I have a farmer's market. So we will be having wellness classes about how to eat on a healthy budget, how to take that $20, stretch that dollar out for the week so that you can provide a healthy meal for your family. That is the key to being healthy. You can not out-train a diet, right? So that's great when people say they're working out and everything. And then I've seen people and they go eat a cheeseburger. They go eat pizza. Well, that's not going to help us, right, at all. That's not going to work. You can't burn 650 calories in the gym and then eat 1,200 too and think that's going to replace it. So I really want you guys to challenge yourself about what's in your fridge. How am I shopping? Am I shopping the outside of the market first? Am I starting with the produce to make sure that cart is filled? Or am I going straight to the middle aisles where things are processed? That's where you're going to get, you know, that unhealthy eating. So those are big steps. So movement, right? So fitness, which gives you energy. It's going to make you think better. It's going to make you be able to apply the positive in your head that sometimes is a challenge out into the world, right? Nutrition. I gave you some options of how to learn how to eat healthier, how to cook better. You can come to the market. We can teach you starting May 18th, right? And then your wellness. What does that look like? Are you mentally well? Are you not physically feeling mentally well too, right? Because that can make you sick. And a lot of times, most people, I realize when you put that together and they've got the joint pains and the aches in their bodies and they're having the headaches is because they're not moving and they're getting depressed because of that, right? So the trauma lives in our bodies. A lot of people have thought that they have, you know, diabetes, like pre-diabetic. You don't have to stay that way. You can get that A1C down by changing your diet, by taking that sugar or salt out of it, incorporating more water and moving around. So 90 days of fitness, that is going to take us from now to the end of July. So y'all, that's the rest of this month, all of May, all of June and all of July. Just think what you can do, right? It takes 21 days for something to become a habit. And it takes today for you to start what you're going to do. If you're a little confused on what it is you should do, as always, grab your notebook out. Here it is. Dream, plan, and do. That's what we're doing. We're dreaming it, we're planning it, and we're doing it. And I need you guys really to hone in on that because without our health, it is nothing. We have nothing. We can't do anything, right? Things that also will help you. Being able to sleep at night, walk without pain, and eat food that is enjoyable. I think that's the biggest thing. And I think that's the key to happiness, right? If you're healthy from the inside out, it's going to shine, right? When you see people and they're like, you seem really happy. Yes, because I am healing from the inside out through food, through water, through sleep, through breathing, through travel, whatever that looks like, right? And this is more important than any business, than any money, than anything. I want you to be able to earn the right to feel good. You deserve that. You deserve to feel good, and you deserve to live a long life. As Black and brown folks, I really want us to live longer lives. We've lost too many Black men recently that are in their 40s and 50s. And, you know, I want to see these Black men and Black women living, and brown people and all people, to be living into their 70s and 80s and 90s. We have the Medicare now, right? We have that. We live in Minnesota. For those that live in Minnesota, we have Mayo Clinic, right? And I understand that not everyone has access to healthcare, but there is ways, there's organizations that can help you get on the right track. So 90 days of movement, 90 days. You can take 10 to 15 minutes each day. I just want you to get up and move. Then I want you to drink that water, and I want you to really write down what you're eating and understand what you can take out. If you don't understand, let's Google. If you have questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can email me, and I'd love to go over how we can create a healthier lifestyle for you. So that's what we got, 90 days. I'm going to journal it too with video. So this is how much I commit to myself and to you to be a positive role model, but to also, if I'm going to walk it, I get whatever I talk, I got to walk, right? Walk, talk. So here I am. I am committing to 90 days of fitness, wellness, and nutrition with you. And I hope you will join me, and I hope you will put this in your mind that you are going to be great. You are going to be well. You're going to keep healing. And if you don't do it for anyone, do it for Sammy, because he made sure that our community was healthy through healthy food. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. See you soon. Bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle, and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
The Minnesota Department of Health works in partnership with communities to provide safe and free on-site COVID-19 vaccines. These community events take place in familiar churches, community centers, clinics, and other spots that are close to home. Even if you were vaccinated in the past, you may still need the updated COVID-19 vaccine. This latest vaccine provides protection from newer variants circulating right now and continue to be very good at preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. To find a community vaccination event near you, call the Minnesota Department of Health COVID-19 public hotline. Call 1-833-431-2053 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Tuesday and Thursday between 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. The number again is 1-833-431-2053.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. And Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service, all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.
I grew up in a neighborhood in Houston, Texas, and remember vividly as a 9-year-old girl going to buy candy cigarettes from the store that I would pretend to smoke on a playground that had a nearby billboard advertising Newport cigarettes. I thought as a little girl, smoking would make me happy and make all my dreams come true. Because of those ads that I saw, child, I was wrong. Candy and fruit flavored vapes, hookah and tobacco products are hooking a new generation of Minnesotans on a lifetime of costly addiction and disease. Menthol-flavored cigarettes have been used for decades to hook Black Americans and other marginalized communities. The number one way to combat future youth addiction is to eliminate the sale and availability of flavored products. Did y'all know? 62% of Minnesotans support ending the sale of all flavored tobacco. There is a proposed bill sitting at the Capitol right now that would end the sale of flavored commercial tobacco products. Now, I want y'all to get more information. So tell your legislator, now is the time to stop failing our children. Minnesota can't wait another year to end the sale of all flavored commercial tobacco products. Visit this website, flavorshookkidsmn.org, to learn more.